Welcome to this neurology section, Oral History. Martha Rowe's physical therapy career included service in the Women's Army Auxiliary Corps, treating patients with polio in the 1940s and 50s, and being part of a small group of therapists who founded the neurology section in 1977 in a hallway at annual conference. In 2008, Andrea Behrman spoke with Marty Rowe about her experiences as a physical therapist and the origins of the neurology section.
Hello, this is Andrea Behrman. I'm a physical therapist with the neurology section of the APTA, and I have the privilege of sitting down with my friend Martha Rowe today and talking to her about her early experiences as a physical therapist. And how did you become a PT, Marty?
Well, I graduated from a Western State College in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and I majored in biology and history. And I, after that, taught school a year, and then I decided to go into the WACS, the Women's Auxiliary Corps. And I enjoyed that experience a lot, but I was in New Jersey, and one day one of the officers came in and said, we're going to send you to the University of Wisconsin for physiotherapy. And I said, what's that? And I went to the University of Wisconsin. I loved it from the beginning. And there were good faculty. Sue Hurt, Dr. Francis Hillebrand, and many other peoples who were a great influence for me in those early years. And after the war, I worked for a while in the VA hospital in St. Louis and in Wichita, Kansas. And then I went to the University of Illinois Research and Educational Hospital as a physical therapist, and learned a great deal there. I had a great experience, and there were many capable physical therapists.
Marty, can I ask you, when you went to school, what kind of courses did you take?
Well, we had a wonderful course. We had a wonderful anatomist, so we really knew that. We had a good physiologist, so we got a good background in the basic sciences. Also in clinical work, but it was mostly therapeutic exercise and muscle testing and some of the modalities at that time.
And what year did you graduate?
In 1943.
Okay.
And then
you were telling us a little bit about your first jobs and working in the VA and some of those other early experiences.
I remember a lot about how good physical therapists were with clinical experience and working with patients, and how good they were in, even at that time, evaluating patients, and particularly their musculoskeletal system. This was, we grew a lot as we started that kind of activity.
Mm-hmm. Marty, so now when was the polio era relative to all this? And well, how did you get involved in that?
The polio era was in the late 40s and early 50s. And what was happening is the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis, who gave many scholarships to students for physical therapy. They were a great friend. And they had these three-month places you could go. And in between my jobs, I went to a center in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
And I was very intimidated because one of the first things I had to do was walk into a room of children with in iron lungs. And I can hear the swish of those iron lungs even now. And we had a very little background in arterial blood gases or any of those pulmonary function tests. So therefore, that made it even more intimidating. But we had rocking beds as the patient got a little better. And you had to really know how to get into the iron lung, because the children, for their breathing, use this. And after a while, polio got the chest respirators, and that improved a great deal. And this kind of, after this, I went for 3 months to Warm Springs for a training program. And Warm Springs, Georgia was also a great experience for me. I learned a lot about functional work, functional testing, functional outcomes, and muscle testing. They were masters at muscle testing, mm-hmm. people like Catherine Phillips. And we learned to palpate muscles. We really had a wonderful time. Warm Springs was sort of like an anachronism from the past. You'd walk in and see these old floors, and they did have a swimming pool, but it was out of the past. But our physical therapy was very progressive for that time.
Did you, I'm just curious, did you ever meet Roosevelt there?
No, he was never there when I was, actually. So I didn't ever get to meet him. Mm-hmm. But there were some real legends among physicians and other physical therapists like Catherine Phillips and others, mm-hmm. That really did a beautiful job there. I learned a great deal, even though I was just there for 3 months.
Right. Well, and even today, I know you've helped with our polio labs, and all that manual muscle testing skills are still right there with you, and important to teaching the next generation how to do those skills. Anything else you can think from your polio experience that you would like to share?
Well, we worked a lot. I guess everybody's heard of Sister Kinney. And we worked a lot on in the acute stage, putting on hot packs and doing stretching. But you had to be very careful about how you stretched, because you didn't know what weakness was underneath that, because the muscles were in spasm, and you didn't want to overstretch, because then they get very hypotonic and not able to function as well, particularly against gravity and so forth. And some of those patients, I always have felt like most polio patients I ever saw were motivated. You didn't have to motivate them at all, from the children to the older patients. And that made it a pleasure to work with them. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a good experience for me.
But the families, did you work with the parents at all, or...?
Not too much. They were in the hospital.
So they were isolated, or
they had a whole ward. But I never did really get into the parents a lot. Although I did meet some as they came to visit their children, and also I worked with adults.
Okay. So very good, Marty. You were one of the founders, I think, of the neurology section for the APTA. And can you tell us about the what happened? What stimulated that group of physical therapists to come together and develop the neurology section? How did that come about? Were you sitting together at someone's house?
We were at a meeting, an APTA annual conference, and... So there were some of us that decided that we needed to start a section, because already this was about in 1979, I think. Okay. Already they had other sections like the orthopedic and education sections. I think it was in
1977, they said Marianne Reinhart was the first president.
Yeah, okay. And we met actually in a hallway.
Okay.
And there were about six of us. I remember some of them. There was Sue Adler, Marianne Reinhart, Carolyn Crutchfield, Mary Lou Barnes.
Okay.
Let me see if I can think of anybody else.
Ann Van Zandt, perhaps?
Ann Van Zandt and Roberta Newton.
Okay.
And there were a couple of others, but I can't remember them right now.
Okay.
And so the neurology section started, and our meetings were very, very informal, and we had very few people that then. But Roberta Newton contributed a lot to the securing of certification for physical therapist.
The specialty.
And what amazes me about the neurology section are all the wonderful people that have been in it all these years and how it's structured now. I mean, it's a wonderful section, and they have we started out our neurology report in a paper pamphlet, and now there's a great publication, the neurology report, and it actually, I think the progress that's been made with people like Patricia Leahy, Kathy Sullivan, and all the people, Pam Duncan, and all the people that are now in that, like Andrea Berman, and one of my former students, is Karen McCullough, and all of the really wonderful people that have made this a very, very successful session. And we also have had the New Step, which were meetings for people interested in neurology. They started, and New Step One was in Chicago, and that's the first time that we ever had scientists and other people other than physical therapists, and they tried to correlate physical therapy to all of this scientific information that was coming out about mm-hmm. the neuroanatomy and neuroscience and all of the advances in what was happening in medical field. So that really led us into a more intellectual kind of atmosphere. And then the second new step was all in Oklahoma City. And that was also a fabulous meeting. It was physical therapists came from everywhere, and the program was excellent. And I think they've had New Step 3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 87 now, so I'm not too active anymore.
That was in Salt Lake City.
That was in Salt Lake City, yes. So I'm so proud of the section. And I think most of the people that started with it have kept with it. And they're active in that if they're not active in anything else at APTA.
They're still active with the neurology section. Marty, I can't believe, you mean, so there were like six women who dreamed this up one day and said, let's
yes.
do it.
Yeah.
And look at, I mean, you must feel like we're your grandchildren or something to have created this and just marvel at it.
Well, I didn't create it. I was just a part of it.
Well, you were all together in this to make it come about.
I was an officer at one time, and I forgot to mention people like Kathy Sullivan too, who was wonderful in helping the neurology section to really progress. I can't. Tell you about all the people, but I think that's one of them.
Marty, what officer were you in the section?
I was secretary.
Okay.
For a couple of terms.
Do you remember who was president when you were secretary?
Carol Giuliani was one.
Carol
of
Giuliani,
North Carolina.
Okay.
North Carolina.
All right.
And then also, let me see. I'm trying to remember. Well, I don't guess it makes
any difference. That's all right. I'm just curious what era that was in.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent. Anything else you'd like to tell us about your early years as a physical therapist in this profession?
Well, I tell you, I've loved it from the beginning, and I have felt like continuing education has been so important for me to still be functional. I was in physical therapy for over 55 years, and I retired. And I also taught the last few years at the University of Florida, and I felt like that was a great culmination of all my past experiences. And I liked all the neurodevelopmental approaches which I taught, and therapeutic exercise was my favorite thing in physical therapy, and I really enjoyed my career. I really did. It was a wonderful time, and I think that's so good when you like what you do.
When you love what you do,
yeah.
And the people.
The people that I met. I have lots of friends that have been very loyal to me, and I appreciate it.
Well, physical therapy is a community and a family, isn't
That's right.
it? Well, thank you very much for sharing your experiences with us and with the neurology section, and thank you for your time.
We hope you've enjoyed this neurology section oral history. For more, visit the NeuroPT page at Science Audio at www.scienceaudio.net/neuropt. If you have an idea for our next recording or any comments, let us know via email at neuropt@scienceaudio.net. Thanks for listening.